Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is the show where every week, like clockwork or something else that happens routinely, we drop nerd and geek knowledge on you. I guess I was just trying to think like a cron job. We drop knowledge on you, like that big clock in Britain. The
Big Ben.
Yeah, the Big Ben.
Wow, I'm so glad I'm here to help you.
We keep time and we drop knowledge on you from 9 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night.
That's not even an alternate fact.
Central Standard Time.
That's an actual fact.
That is an actual fact, not an alternative fact. Thanks, Spencer Spicer, whatever your name is.
Spencey Spicer?
Whatever his name is, Trump's guy.
Spicy Spencer?
The guy that in Game of Thrones, not Game of Thrones, in House of Cards is the trendy guy. I really want Game of Thrones. Dang it. I really want House of Cards. They're practically the same show, right? I really want House of Cards back. It's coming back May.
Yeah.
May.
It's much more fun to watch politics in fiction.
We're not going to talk about that at all. We're going to talk about where the website is, where we have all of our audio, all of our news reviews, all of our stuff about video games, some of our server information, all of our social media. Where is that website, Bear?
You can go over to exppoints.com. Remember, double tap the P.
We also have a social media landing page. That's exppoints.com/social. That's Facebook, Google+, Twitter, YouTube, Steam community. I'm forgetting one of them,
I think. You said this how many years in a row now you're forgetting it?
I'm forgetting a lot of stuff. Last week, we forgot to talk about the website at the beginning.
At all, yeah.
And this
so
week,
you can tell this isn't just a pre-recorded loop that we play every week.
This week, we almost forgot to talk about what we entered the entire show on. We entered the entire thing with Airbrushed by Anna Monoguchi, by the way. Check that off the old checky checklist. This is going to be sort of a music-heavy show. We don't have a lot of news, really. We do have some news,
really.
But we are going to discuss some hardware, specifically a new build of hardware that I'm going through.
So, your thing.
Let's cut to two songs, come back, talk about what we did last week. This is Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore, a la request.
Thank you. Then
cartoons featuring MC Chris by Dr. Awkward, because I'm watching SWAT Cats. You're hearing this on Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Cartoons by MC Chris and Dr. Awkward, technically Dr. Awkward featuring MC Chris. And before that, Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore. This is the segment where we talk about what we did last week, Bear. In tradition.
I get to go first.
What'd you do?
Last week.
Well, yeah, I mean.
You want to know? You really want to know?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Okay, fine, but it's your fault. Actually, I didn't really do too much except with school being going and writing papers and crap.
Yeah.
I did, however, play most of the levels on Super Mario World. Super Mario Brothers on my DS.
Oh, Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, is this like
the
new?
It came preloaded on mine.
Is this the new one?
This is just the old one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So it's not like you haven't done that before, but
I went and watched Star Wars. I also got a new Star Wars person. It's adorable.
I see that.
Yeah, it's the Death Trooper. Be happy.
The one that we never ever see again.
Yeah, but they could shoot.
Well, yeah, that's why all the stormtroopers that could hit anything died on that one planet. So
I'm going to start running a Star Wars campaign for Edge of the Galaxy, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, the tabletop.
In the GM handbook, it actually mentions that you should point out to players that the stormtroopers are elite soldiers, and a new player may not want to engage them immediately because they'll die, and that the movies are a bad representation.
Yeah, I mean,
so. These like the stormtroopers are supposed to be like very elite, highly they were expensive to get to begin with. Supposed to be like these highly trained killing machines.
After
didn't really show that.
After a couple years, I guess though, they wane. You know, their goodness, their good.
Or you know,
goodness,
the plot wills it.
The accuracy certainly goes down over time.
So yeah, and that's pretty much what I did.
Wow.
trying to just be awake. All the monsters.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I
did you have a fun week.
Yeah, it was fun, I guess. So, I did a little bit of physical labor, specifically dealing with my computer desk. I started dealing
a giant desk.
Yeah, so before the flood, I made this desk with my father, and really, he just made it, and I was just happy because it worked. But then the flood came, and I thought it was gonna be okay because it was above the water line. The feet are metal, so you know you just unscrew those, you polish them, you're good. The problem was the moisture got to the desk. I think it separated. So it's now completely dry, and I want to do something with it, but it's not like the wooden tabletop or the wooden desktop is really good anymore because it was three separate pieces of board.
Right.
So what I decided to do was get some two-part epoxy. And I decided to put some two-part epoxy on there, which is like bar top grade epoxy. And that would hopefully give me this really nice, slick, glass-like, just thick, I guess it's not plastic or acrylic or anything, but it's epoxy. It's just, it's really thick, plastic-like or glass-like.
Polymer,
yeah. So it's way harder to deal with that stuff than initially I thought.
Really?
Initially,
never done things.
So
I don't know.
You put it first off. If it touches you or it gets on your hand or whatever, it is going to you need to get it off immediately. And hopefully you have nail polish remover, acetone, in bulk.
Just keep a bucket there.
Yeah, pretty much. Dump your hands in and scrub it off real quick or really fast. It's two part though, right? So you've got your hardener and then your resin or the other part of it, whatever. You mix part two into part one and you stir it around for 6 minutes and you pour that into a separate container. You stir that around. It's 1:1.
Ooh,
serious.
Fun.
Those are the instructions. And then you pour it down and you kind of just push it where it needs to go and it'll self-level.
Gravity.
Which is nice. It'll self-level. If you can get it there and within 15 minutes, it'll start to harden and it's good. And 72 hours later, 8 hours later, it's hard, but 72 hours later, it's done.
Hard as it's gonna get.
I have gotten pretty bad. I've gotten good now, but starting out, I was pretty bad at that thing. I'm
now
now? I'm in my fourth pour.
You're resin all the tables?
Yeah, probably.
Dude,
it's just kind of expensive. Resin's I think I spent probably over $100 just on the resin. But that's not too bad. Whatever. They totaled my bike, so I got some money back from that. I'm not going to get a motorcycle anytime soon.
You're
just
not?
Because I think I'm going to wait a little bit, mainly because I had a Harley. I liked it, but I only had 900 miles after 2 years. Didn't really have a lot of mileage on it. They paid it off, and I got a little bit back. And silver lining, convenient or not, my computer, I'm teaching 10 hours, and I'm doing video lectures to kind of supplement the in-class lectures. And that requires me sort of recording my desktop. And whenever I record my desktop, I use OBS. I constrain it down to a 1080p sort of segment of that 21:9 screen. The problem is the CPU maxes out. And I think I've noticed that weird things have been happening where, and it's a 5-gen old CPU. I mean, we're going to talk about Kaby Lake coming out, 7000 series. I have a 2600. 2600K.
Is that the one you had when we lived
together? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, it's a 2010? 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
It's a fairly old, machine, and I've got my money out of it.
Definitely.
But there's nothing I can upgrade in it, really. I could replace it with a 2500K super cheaply, a 2600K, again, super cheaply. No real reason to. Kaby Lake just came out, so we're going to talk about that in a little bit. And I did play some more Stardew Valley. Really, really enjoying that game.
Nice.
Liking it a lot, and kind of while we played cartoons. I've been watching SWAT Cats. They're reviving the series. They're doing a SWAT Cat Revolution. There's no ETA when that came out or is coming out, but the partial intro is almost done. The Tremblay brothers or whatever, the guys that envisioned it and started animating it and everything for Hanna-Barbera, they're doing it. They're bringing it back.
Nice.
Kickstarter was successfully funded, I think, 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. I'm looking forward to it. I think in late 2016 or maybe mid-2016, they did kind of a Comic-Con panel, and they talked about it, and I found it, and I watched it. It was really, really good. I missed that. I wasn't aware that they were doing that.
I didn't know any of this was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's
cool.
I'm pretty happy. But, yeah, so I watched the first season of SWAT Cats. Season two is whenever they outsourced a lot of the animation to Japan, and it took a different turn, but it wasn't bad. It really started out doing really well. So going to go ahead and take a look at that and keep watching that. So we're going to cut to two songs, back, and talk about some hardware, specifically the build I'm going with, because, again, news is slow.
So I'll talk about your new computer.
This is Sevcom by Big Giant Circles and IKEA by Jonathan Colton. Again, I might be buying some stuff from IKEA for this desk project.
Dude, are we going to take a
road trip? No, I'm going to just pay for it.
No,
have them delivered.
Road trip.
Anyway, Sevcom, IKEA, catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU. Yeah.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard IKEA by Jonathan Colton and Sevcom by Big Giant Circles.
And MG refusing to go on a road trip with
I don't have time. Neither do you. Let's talk about my new build
because
per the previous segment, my old computer is dying or is pretty much dead. I mean, it's probably good for like okay browsing the internet, Facebook, maybe even like some just you know simple games. But the graphics card, the 1070, just upgraded it.
I'm gonna say that's new.
Yeah, that's new. It's the processor. The processor's starting to give me a little bit of issues. The RAM never had a problem, not that I'm aware of, but it's the processor, and it's really just with encoding. So I need a faster processor, and it's about time. Well, because they totaled out my the motorcycle. Right. This is sort of some of that money. Also, we're about to have like tax returns, so I guess like I'm not gonna be
I'm not just gonna
be spending money with no give back. I'm hoping that this'll be another 6 or 7 year computer,
right?
Just like the previous one was, because I don't need the fastest and the latest and greatest every year. But at one whenever I do upgrade, I try to max out as much as I can or as much as I feel is relevant.
Yeah, so it'll last.
So let's go ahead and talk about it. So KB Lake came out. KB Lake is the new 7 series or 7000 series from Intel.
All right.
So Intel changed. Well,
I've been out of the hardware game for a bit, you know, since I bought the laptop. Speaking of buying really high-end hardware,
right. Yeah,
so you haven't even looked at it.
You want to buy something that that lasts, you know, long enough for you to get all your money out of it, your use out of it, just
absolutely
everything about it. So KB Lake, spelled K-A-B-Y, not Cabby, it's KB. KB Lake is the first, they call it the post-TikTok sort of.
So they moved to a new model of releases?
Yeah, they moved to a completely new model. And I can't remember, it's a three-step model. Like
TikTok click? That actually sounded legit, doesn't it?
No, it's like PAO or PIO or something. It's effectively they work on. So TikTok was the way that they would increase performance and then decrease size.
Right.
They would do two. It was a two-step process. The first one would be you decrease the size nanometer-wise. Nanometers is the measurement. And then the next time it would come around, you wouldn't do anything about the size, but you would increase the performance of that chip. And then the next time you would keep the same performance and you'd decrease the size a little bit more. This exactly. three-step sort of thing allows them to decrease the size, increase the performance, and then optimize. So I guess it's performance.
What's the optimization? Then?
Optimization is to lower the amount of
thermal.
Yeah, okay. increase thermal awareness around the entire chip, lower the electricity usage.
Gotcha.
And it's also sort of an optimization, or it's an increased performance stage, just because that's what optimization is. I'm getting the KB Lake 7700. It's got 630 Intel graphics, Turbo Boost technology. It's going to be running out the gate at 4.2 gigahertz.
Nice. So we're getting back up to those clock speeds again.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You
the 7700,
like,
it is
like
a K.
In the P4
yeah.
chips? Yeah.
Yeah, so this is an unlocked processor, base frequency 4.2 with 8 megs of cache.
Nice.
This is going to, with hyper-threading, 8-way multitasking, it's very easily able to go to 4.5 with nothing done to it because of the turbo boost.
Right.
And I've seen people with just multiplier, changing your multiplier in your UFI or BIOS, mm-hmm. able to get 5 gigahertz with no change in, no increase in voltage.
Oh, wow.
Which I've always been leery about. I don't like increasing the voltage on things.
This is probably why you've had computers that lasted 7 years and mine last like
that's
a
the
year
thing.
To
I've,
a year and a half.
I've been running my 2600K at probably 4.5 or maybe 4.8,
mm-hmm.
and it's a 3.2 or less. Like, it's not a very fast processor. Maybe it's like a 3.5 processor. Yeah. I've been running it at almost 4 just to get a little bit of speed, and that's why it's felt sort of okay and not necessarily old.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Now, the first thing that I decided I wanted to do with this system this time around, right. and it's something that you've played with. You've actually done this.
What have I done?
You've done this back in the day, especially with the Zaser case and the your Corsair even. And you put cold cathodes in it, or you put some sort of lighting feature in there.
It is cold cathodes, then some LEDs.
The thing that's happening now is that you're getting a lot of all-in-one coolers. You're getting a lot of graphics cards. The 1070 supports it. The 1070 FTW supports it. I think the SuperCollect Edition doesn't, but the 1080 does. The Titan does. They're starting to include RGB effects on motherboards, on all-in-ones, on fans.
This is why I love building computers.
It's so good. There's so much expression. Now, with this, unfortunately, we're getting a couple different standards. I'm using air quotes for those standards. Asus has their Aura. I think MSI has their Mystic Light. NZXT has their Hue or their cam-powered Hue system.
Mm-hmm.
And effectively, all of these separate technologies have a series of, like, also compatible things. So, like,
Of course they did.
MSI, and we're going to talk about the motherboard in a little bit, but MSI, their gaming series or their enthusiast line or even the performance line has an RGB header, a 50-50 LED header on the board that as long as you plug that 50-50 header LED strip, you can get and you can control what the color of those LEDs are using the same built-in software, which has motherboard support.
Right.
The NZXT for the Kraken, which is the liquid cooler I'm going to go with, the Kraken X62,
okay, yes,
the
nice.
Brand new one.
Nice.
It's a double header, two dual 140mm fans, variable PWM-based fans, micro fins, awesome 288mm radiator, so it's two fans wide.
Right. Are you going to put them like push-pull configuration? Or
I'm not going to push-pull because the case that I'm going with, I'm just not going to have the case. I'm not going to have the width. But I won't need it. It's going to be fine. It's going to be really fine. It's going to be strictly pull. Speaking of the case, I'm actually going with NZXT's S340 Elite. It's a pretty awesome. Now it's a step up from the S40, mainly because they've got a giant tempered glass side panel.
I was going to ask if it had a side on it or if that was just how it
No,
was.
It's a full it's actually tempered glass. It's not acrylic, it's not plastic. Tempered
nice.
Glass, big giant thick. It's got a sort of a bezel on it that has on the inside it's sort of painted black or white. I'm going for the black and red configuration. But the really nice thing, and you'll see it on the front of that, on the printout I just gave Bear, it's got a feature out there to kind of showcase an SSD in the very front. So you can showcase an SSD.
Yeah.
It's actually got two SSD mounts on top of the power supply shroud. It's got nice NZXT band in the middle that is purely for cable management. So all the cable management, that's actually pokes out a little bit, so you can just immediately go and have access to the backside or underneath that shroud. And it's made for the Kraken. I mean, it is just made to fit perfectly with the Kraken.
Nice.
So
not bad at all.
I am using the Kraken, which has LED support on the actual front of the pump. It's got this nice sort of like this infinite mirror thing where it's looking like a forever mirror. I'm pairing all that up with the Z270 Gaming M7.
Dude, I can't wait to see this build.
This Gaming M7 is looking good. It's their new 270 line to fit with the 7700K. Now, the nice thing is Kaby Lake processors can work on Z170 motherboards, and Z270 motherboards can have 6700 or Skylake era processors. So you don't have to worry about, is it really going to be compatible? Now, it might not have all the features, or you may have to update your UEFI or whatever. But
I think they're still using the same 1151 socket.
Yeah, so that's the thing. That's how it's all working. The socket's the same.
Yeah.
They're not going to like 2011 or anything. So they're keeping the same socket. I'm getting the new DDR4 RAM. It's going to be 16 gigs or 32 gigs spread across two sticks, so two 16 gig sticks.
Okay.
Because the motherboard, which I'm going to talk about a little bit more, and then we're going to cut to a little break. But the motherboard is actually it supports 64 gigs, so I want it. But at 64 gigs, such a large amount of RAM. I don't know that I'll ever need that. Not really.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think.
I mean, I'm running 16 right now.
I think my laptop has 16 or 32 in it right now.
I'm gonna have 32 gigs to start off with, and
like,
if I never
even run VMs and stuff.
Yeah, if I never get close to that, then there's no reason for me to. It's dual channel also, so it's not like I'm getting any optimization from quad channel RAM or whatever.
So speaking of SSDs, what are you doing for your boot drives? And
We are gonna talk about that after the break.
Ooh,
we're gonna cut to a break, talk about our storage, and talk about a little bit more features of the MSI Gaming 7Z270. This is Heads Up, Hearts Down by Fi Dragons. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points in Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Heads Up, Hearts Down by I Fight Dragons. Let's go ahead and keep going with the computer build.
Talking about your new toys. Have you ordered any of this yet?
Oh, yeah, it's all ordered.
Ooh-wee.
It's all
it's
ordered. It's all on the way. It's coming.
Ooh.
Old women. DDR4 is the new RAM platform. Effectively, 270. It's Rick and Morty. Effectively, the 270 kills off DDR3. It served as well, but I mean,
dude,
we're just past.
DDR3 has been around forever, though.
It has been around forever. Gone, though.
RIP.
And the new base. This is 3200 RAM, but I think the new base is like 2133 or maybe 2600. I can't remember. So they kind of upgraded everything with it. Now, the neat thing, because we were talking about storage before the break, the boot drive is going to be a standard. It's going to be PNY is 240 gig. It's the CS1311.
Okay, why'd you go with this one?
So I went with that one.
With Intel, that's
I went with that one because it is black and red. And PNY, it has great reviews. PNY, again, it an SSD for a boot drive is going to be great. But I'm not worried about its overall performance. Now, I have two Intel 500 gig SSDs that I've spent money on and I've had, and it's been great. Yeah. I'm going to use those.
Was it Speed Demons?
I can't remember. They were like just the shiny label version of Intel's. And they were kind of old, but I mean, they work
really well.
Grab
a Speed Demon.
They work really, really well. That's not the new storage thing, though. The new storage is M2 PCI-based storage or U2 PCI-based storage.
So you are going to get some?
Not immediately.
Okay.
Not immediately.
That's what my laptop's running on. Right,
I was gonna have some Samsung 960 Evos, but and again at 140 per 250 gig stick. M2 is effectively just a stick. It looks like a jump drive used to. Yeah, it's a little bit smaller than a stick of RAM, and it fits on the motherboard or on an adapter that goes inside your PCI Express slots. The nice thing is, at the low end, you can get 1.2 gigabytes a second. Or at the high end with, say, the Samsung 960 Pros, you can get 3.2 gigabytes read a second or 2.4, I think, gigabytes write a second, which is just insane. 32 gigabits a second, or if you RAID 0 them and pair them up, 64 gigabits a second, that's just ridiculous. The problem is they're still super premium price point wise.
Right.
And I don't know that I'd ever really make use of them. I don't do that much video editing.
I can tell
you
just from having my laptop with the Xeon processor and the M2 storage, I'm just spoiled.
Well, the nice thing is this M7 has three M2 slots. So, with using just the lanes for the 1070, I won't run out of lanes.
No.
I bought 6 terabyte Western Digital. It was on sale for like $234, which 6 terabytes for $234.
In one drive?
Yeah.
Jeez.
6 terabytes. There was a project we did, and I've had a few of them, and I've tested them in the project, and they're pretty good. It's a Western Digital Red.
Okay, yeah.
6 terabyte for $234.
Just remember, Windows hates things over, what is it, like, 3 gig or 3 terabytes?
3 terabytes. Yeah, you just split it up.
Yeah. Well, you can split it up, or you can actually run the install for Windows, and there's a driver you can add in there. That's what it does. It does it behind the scenes.
Okay.
So it looks like one volume.
Another really awesome thing about this board is we were talking about the Mystic Light RGB and Mystic Light Sync. It's effectively just its ability to control the little RGB strips. I was able to get a $20 strip that's like 16 feet
Are these like the standard, like, LED strips you can
find everywhere? Standard, like, not individually addressable. You can't individually address them. Yeah,
right,
but you cut
like
them
each light, but
cut it to whatever length you want, and then you just put up a header, and then everything's good.
Yeah. I got one of those for my little
The fact that you don't have to have a separate power supply, the fact that you can all run everything through the motherboard, that's really nice. But I
used to like drill holes and stuff and like splice into power supplies.
Nope, none of that anymore.
Back in the day.
We're going to go ahead and...
Back in the day, you had to really mod your stuff.
I'm going
to
put right now, and it's something I didn't mention because it's not a thing yet, is this thing called Intel Optane. Optane is a new type of memory that uses the M2 technology to allow you to have really fast RAM. Or it's a way to allow you to have RAM-type speeds for storage.
I must say, is this kind of like where they did the old thing with the classic hard drives? Intel had a little protocol where basically cache files to an SSD.
It's kind of like a RAM disk, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is effectively a RAM disk. We've been doing this for a long time, but this is the first time I'm ever going to really seriously get into it because 16 gigs, a lot of my games are larger than 16 gigs.
The last desktop I owned, I had that set up with an SSD and a classic hard drive, so every file that got accessed a lot was cached to the SSD.
Right, and it helps you. It's just like you're running a local proxy on your system. It's really, really great. And then final thing, and then I'll get off of this and we'll talk about it. I'm not going to use this immediately, but I have a feeling that the next maybe hopefully 6 years, I will eventually get into VR.
I hope so.
This is something that VR has been lacking on. VR needs a dedicated HDMI port and it needs multiple USB. Right. This has passed through to your video card. It may have to go out and loop back in, but you don't have to reach back behind. There's actually an HDMI point at the top. Yeah.
Okay.
At the front.
That's nice.
Running an 850 G2 from EVGA, so I'm pretty happy about that. More power than I'll ever need. My love modular hard drives or modular power supplies. I'm hoping that that's going to be really, really good. I don't anticipate me needing more than an 850. At the same time, I'm thinking even about blinging out the cables, getting individual wrap paracorded cables.
Oh, man,
just making it as nice as possible. So far, I spent probably about 1400 or 1500.
That's not bad at all.
But it's the next 6 years, so.
That's not bad at all. We're not even going to talk about how much I spent on laptops.
We're going to cut to a song, come back, end out the show. Gamma Unchained by the Megas. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, but the show is ending. It's over. I'm MG.
This is it. I'm Red Bear.
That was Gamma Unchained by the Megas. Look, thanks for hanging out. We do this every week, and we've actually gotten
every
feedback.
Week, most, what was it, like 60% of the time? We do this every time.
Every time. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We have a website where we have all of our news, reviews, our audio. I'm actually going to update it pretty soon with this week's and last week's audio, and then it'll be completely up to date.
So
what is the website, Bear?
Head over to exppoints.com, and remember, double tap the P.
We're on social media if you want to like, subscribe, follow, tweet, we'll do whatever to us. This
Dude,
is
exppoints.com/social.
Again, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam community, all that stuff. We also have servers for playing games. That's exppoints.com/servers. It's pretty straightforward, actually. PayPal and PayPal, Patreon. We're on iTunes and Stitcher as well if you want to sync us up to whatever podcast of your choice. And, of course, we're always streamable from the website. So if you missed a show or you want to catch the next one and you're not in Hammond.
You're
not in Hammond. You can always stream us live from KSLU's website during the show, but during after the show, during the rest
Find
of the week.
Find some of the old shows. I talked about good apps for doing it.
You could, yeah, that's it. We're going to leave you with two songs, and we're going to catch you next week. This is Solar Sailor, the Pretty Lights mix by Daft Punk off of the Tron remixed or re-engineered soundtrack.
Reconfigured.
Thank you. I was like, it's re-something. And then Torakai from Gabrielle Robin. Again, Ghost in the Shell. Awesome stuff. She's like fantastic.
Dude, I can't wait for the new Ghost in the Shell movie.
Me too.
I really hope they don't mess it up.
Me as well. Me too. This has been Experience Points. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Legit.
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We'll catch you next week. This is Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.